Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get nuts!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Bay Area, we got a lot going on. Jonathan Kuminga signed, sealed, and delivered. It only took 4.5 months, but the Golden State Warriors are now practicing, and they are at full strength, essentially. Buster Posey's talking to the media right now, a season-ending press conference, and he'll obviously get asked about Melvin and or Bochy. We'll have that sound as soon as we turn that around. And of course, the 49ers, they play the Rams on Thursday, which is tomorrow. So in 10 minutes, we're going to have Ross Tucker, our NFL Odyssey insider, and we're going to be talking about that Rams-Niners game. All right, so Bruce Bochy is one of the rumored candidates for the San Francisco Giants.
My dream candidate.
Former three-time champion here, also won one with the Rangers. All right, Buster Posey was asked about Bochy and the manager search just moments ago. Take a listen to what Buster said.
Yeah, I talked to Boch a couple days ago and just told him that where we are currently, and I don't even know what Boch's plans are, if he's wants to continue to manage or not. The door's always open here for some sort of role. But the way I think things are coming into picture in my mind with where we want to go next, I don't see us going that route with Boch. Obviously, tremendous amount of respect. It's interesting, when I was a player, I didn't consider Boch necessarily a friend, and I don't think that's a bad thing because he had this reverence and respect that he demanded from his players. But now, post-playing, consider Boch a friend and somebody that I know I can pick the phone up and call anytime and ask anything from him. And that's where I'm at with it.
Wow. All right, so. That takes care of that, essentially.
Yeah. And it tells me, Stoney, that they're looking for a young voice. I could be wrong, but, a different style than maybe just a young Bochy, but some fire, And, they talked, but Buster basically said they were looking for something different. And, I mean, who to know? Who's Mark DeRosa, Stoney? I don't know. What about Ron Wotus? We've had the pleasure of talking to him, and I've seen him on the post-game shows. I don't know what they're looking for, but it looks like they're looking for energy, passion, and what's the word for?
How about baseball smarts? Shouldn't that be the top of the list?
Bochy has that.
Yeah, he does. He does. I wonder why Posey thinks Boch isn't a great fit right now.
Maybe because he's at the end and he's older.
Probably got something to do with it.
Yeah.
I also think, just going back to the place where you succeeded is probably pretty tricky.
Yeah.
So Buster Posey here's the other thing. This is the way that I always look at it.
Tell me.
Because I even though I said, that basically takes care of that, I still think the door is ajar a little. To me, it sounds like they talked. Bochy said, I don't really know what I'm going to do. I got to talk about it with the family, all that kind of stuff.
But it sounded like manager was not. Like, he could take a role, but Buster wouldn't want him to be the driver. That's what I took.
Well, I also think maybe that Bochy gave Posey an indication that, you know, right now he's not prepared to say yes to anything, but that maybe if the Giants move forward with their with their search and they're not crazy about where they're at and we reconvene in a month and maybe he's got a change of heart. Now, the one thing I do know is now you can talk to Bochy and nobody's going to report anything because it feels like the door's been closed.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see how it all plays out.
And a guy interviewed in 2023, Stoney, former catcher Nick Hundley, he interviewed for the job, didn't get it, but I'm just saying, you know, maybe they look that direction. Former catcher, I mean, he fits the bill in regard to not being an older guy, somebody that can relate to the players. But I just feel like age has, what word, not ageism, Stoney, they're looking for a younger guy, man. I could be wrong.
Yeah. Let's go to Austin. Austin's in Redwood City. Ross Tucker coming up in 10 minutes, NFL Odyssey Insider. We're trying to talk about a lot of things at once here, but Ross coming up in 10 minutes. What's up, Austin? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. Now that Kuminga back on the team, man, we old, but I like this Al Horford thing, man. We finally got, you know what, some of a David West now, you know, and then also we got somewhat of a Sean Livingston in Melton, you know, with a little bit of three-point shot in him. You feel me? I like where we're going with this. Also, that Al Horford can help post, you know, show him where to be at on the court and, you know, how to shoot that three a little bit better than what he was doing last season. Man, what y'all think about that? And then we just got to figure out if, you know, if Draymond go to the bench, you know, and be that coach off the bench, you know, help the youngsters that's coming up after him. And then also find out if, you know, Jimmy Butler is willing to be that Iguodala.
Well, I'll tell you this, Austin.
Kuminga, how to run that three.
Yeah. Hey, Austin, I'll tell you what. The one thing you said that I did have noted here is, to me, it does feel like there's some overlap between Horford and Post. And we're kind of getting a little bit into the weeds now, but I agree. I think Horford's going to be great for Quentin Post.
Yeah.
I mean, Horford. I love totally Al Horford. I mean, I would have loved if, you know.
But if he's
they
only
got
not
him
playing
10
back to back, Stoney, only 25 minutes a game, he could teach and he's not taking your time most often, you know?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Al Horford's closing in on 39. He's getting up there.
Damn.
But you want to talk about one of the greatest pros of all time. Al Horford's got the respect of everybody. So I'm kind of looking forward to what he brings to the locker room. But no, there is a little bit of a parallel in that they acquired veterans this year. They acquired Melton, they acquired Horford, and it looks like they acquired Seth Curry. So it is a little like Livingston. It is a little like David West. Heck, maybe it's even a little like Jarrett Jack, who they brought in the Mark Jackson era. Mm-hmm. But no, I see something there.
Yeah, and like you said, Stoney, it's kind of with the Niners. Health is wealth, especially with this team and its age. I got to believe they're not one of the oldest, if not the oldest team in the league now with Horford. But, man, Stoney, I mean, it was pretty what we got, the short sample size, if you want to call it that, when Butler came to town and what the Warriors were, how the defensive metrics all went their way, and everybody was feeling confident up until, and that followed them in the postseason, up until that hamstring went out for Steph Curry.
Yeah, the big question
still bothers me.
Yeah, the big question now to me is, what does Kuminga on the Warriors look like? Does it look the same as it's always looked? Frustrating. Does it change? Does his role change? Is he a bona fide short timer here? Because that's the other thing. And this is what Nick Friedell said. If he's a I do not like the idea of him being somebody who they're gonna acknowledge they're moving at the first possible moment. But this is what Nick Friedell said: if there is or isn't a long term fit anywhere with Kuminga.
The issue here is I don't think anybody still sees this as some kind of long-term marriage. It's very, very possible that we're sitting here in January before that deadline, the trade deadline in February, and Kuminga may be elsewhere, but at least for the moment, everybody can get into, all right, here's the way this team is going to be built. Everybody getting to camp and focus on trying to figure out the best way to go and try to win another title. But I think the relief is the biggest takeaway, because the storyline and what occurred over the last few months and the agent going on the media tour, it just got so old, not only for people discussing it in the media, but I think the fan base, and I think internally for the Warriors themselves.
Yeah, and I feel like at this point, what's the best case scenario with JK, do you think?
I got to differentiate what I want as a fan and then what's best for the team, because you've been beating me over the head and you hadn't been the only one in regard to, Goo, this is not good for anybody. Something's going to pop off and the relationship's going to be severed, right? But I'm thinking to myself, if you got the best version of Kuminga and maybe something clicks upstairs for him and he makes the most of this opportunity, if that's coming off the bench, finishing games, maybe you don't trade him, you know, after January. But also too, Stoney, I'm real enough to know now if Jonathan's coming into this season already knowing whatever you guys are doing with me, it ain't enough, and I can't wait for January to hopefully get traded. As a Warrior fan, after seeing what happened with Jimmy Butler, because I always talked and was preaching continuity, how can you do a midseason trade and expect Jimmy Butler blew that out the sky? Like, okay, it worked. I know Butler and Kuminga are different, but my point is, if you did move them and you got frisky, Stoney, I'm lightweight excited to see what you could get back for Kuminga to see if he, that person or player, could be a better fit for the Warriors. So to me, it's twofold. Like, I don't want to see that happen, but if we know it's just, there's just no way around it, Goo, I'm getting excited on what they might replace him with.
Well, and that's another catch 22.
Give it to me.
Well, if he's not playing, they're not going to get much for him. And he still doesn't have an avenue to play the kind of consistent minutes he wants. It's, to me, this is the tricky part about Kuminga. If he starts really playing well, maybe you don't want to trade him. But if you don't play him, who's going to want him? And he's going to be making 24.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to, like, if Kuminga's your seventh man, just like he's been the last couple of years, I find it hard to believe that somebody's going to give up a lot for him. Here's the other thing.
Yeah.
The whole league probably knows Kuminga's unhappy. And they know that the Warriors probably don't want to keep him.
But that's an attractive contract too, though, Stoney.
But it's also a Warriors team that they know is desperate. They know the Warriors are desperate. And here's the other thing. They also know, like, the problem to me with Kuminga is he's not so great that you can't wait for him for another year or two. And hell, if I were another team, I'd almost be like, you know what, this might be good because the kid's not even close to a finished product. And now we got another year to see him. We don't have to break our back to go get him because he's not signing a long-term contract with the Warriors and he doesn't want to be there. So I don't know that they're going to have a clamor for Kuminga and that it's going to be unbelievable value on the other side.
See, it's interesting. This is where I think we just differ, Stoney. And I feel like you and a lot of people are feeling like this is some type of audition or tryout for people that might fall in love or be enamored with Kuminga. I think that's already there. Then you are right. There is the business component of it all, the contract or whatnot. But, Stoney, why I'm disappointed in JK, and I've been in denial real quick here, is he's the drummer of a group, but he wants to be the lead singer. And there are guys with a better voice than you in the band. That's why they're the lead singer. But if you're trying to make that jump and you can't just go out there and be on the court with Steph Curry and Dre and Jimmy and still maximize. We're watching the games, JK. You could still play the right basketball. and shine.
Yeah. All right, we'll get back into that in a second. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Ross, appreciate you sliding in here on a Wednesday. We know it's not typically your week, but this is going to work out a lot better. So thanks a lot. How you doing, man?
I am doing fantastic. It is my pleasure. I'm looking forward to seeing your squad in person tomorrow night. So I'm glad we got a chance to talk before I get a chance to call a Niners game on Westwood One.
Absolutely. Ross will be on the call tomorrow for Westwood One. He'll be in L.A. And I guess here's where I'm going to start here, because it's the biggest issue out here in the Bay, and it's injuries. When you look at the league as a whole, and national guys like you look at the league as a whole, do you guys think the 49ers have an injury problem and have under Shanahan?
Yes. I do. I mean, there are certain teams that it just feels like they have more injuries than other teams, seemingly on an annual basis. Honestly, I don't know. It's like California, the Chargers. I mean, the Chargers have a bunch of injuries every year. They already do. They're down both offensive tackles and Khalil Mack. The Niners, every year, seemingly. And you guys know, I was one of those guys that said I thought the Niners were going to have a major bounce back year, that their injury misfortune would be better, and that they were going to go to the NFC Championship game. And I guess that's still possible. I would say seems pretty unlikely probably without Nick Bosa, but there's no question that they've had injury issues. It's interesting because the Eagles had some success, a team I follow closely, in 17, 18, 19. They were still winning divisions or going to the playoffs, but they had a bunch of injuries. I mean, they won the Super Bowl with like 15 guys on IR. They made some changes in the way they go about things, and they have been extremely healthy the last 3 years. Extremely. Now, part of that is they don't practice very much. They don't play them at all in the preseason games. You know, I don't know, even know what they do with them during the week, but they have certainly put a premium on trying to keep those guys as healthy as possible. And for the most part, it's worked. I mean, in the Super Bowl last year, they had every starter was available for them except for one, N'Kobe Dean, in the Super Bowl.
Wow, Ross. Hey, you know, I always like your style, and you joined us last week. Stoney was out, and I've been bragging on you all week because before you left, I asked you about Robert Saleh and these young Thundercats on the defensive side of the ball, and Ross, you replied, Guru, talk to me after we see this game coming up without Bosa. And Ross, my goodness, not one quarterback hit nor sack. How big of a concern is that moving forward? You called that, and I was like, what did Ross mean? But I saw it. Trent, that game shouldn't have been as close as it was. But, man, how scary is that for Robert Saleh and that young defense moving forward with no Bosa?
It's extremely scary. They have to come up with something different, and I think that they will. You know, he probably was a little bit curious in the first time without Bosa to just see how Williams and Huff and these other guys would do. Now that he kind of got his answer, you know, even though this hasn't been, you know, Saleh's deal has always been to be able to get pressure with the down guys, right? Which, by the way, you know, most defensive coordinators are pretty good if you have a ferocious D-line that can get consistent pressure with only four. So that's what Saleh's had in a number of his stops. I don't think he has that right now. I don't think he has that for the rest of the year. So he's going to have to get out of his comfort zone a little bit and start to dial up more pressure, because you can't have that. You can't have a game where there's no hits on the quarterback. You're not going to win very many games if the other quarterback doesn't get touched. I can assure you of that.
Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker joining us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? And insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. What have you seen so far from Christian McCaffrey? He's getting used a lot, Ross, but he's catching the ball out of the backfield more than he has in the past. And there's some murmurs out here that he looks good, but not great.
Well,
at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start with this. They need him to catch that many passes, right? I mean, they need that because last I checked, I think every receiver for them is hurt. I mean, Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, Ayuk, you know, they're going deep down the depth chart now at this point. So they need him to do what he's done in the passing game. And I give him a ton of credit for being the workhorse that he's been so far this year. You know, there's two schools of thought. One would be that maybe he's not quite the guy he was. The other's thought would be maybe he's still working his way back from the injury. You know, it's funny because when you have these conversations, my thought is always, don't we have the GPS data now for these guys? Like, can't we see what max speeds McCaffrey's been hitting through the first month of the season and how that compares to previous years? We really shouldn't have to have the conversation of whether or not a guy has lost a step anymore. We should just see if the guy's lost a step based on, you know, what the GPS data is telling us. I think we have that access for the broadcast. I don't know if, you know, the public has that, but that would be something certainly to look in and just start to see. You know, the team probably knows, right? Like the team, they have these data for every player during practice and during games. So they have a great idea if a guy started to slow down a little bit or not. I would say he looks good. I don't know that he looks Christian McCaffrey great. You know, when you're used to seeing McCaffrey, it's like, feels like some of the things that you're seeing from, you know, Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if we've seen that from Christian yet, but maybe he's just kind of getting his sea legs up. But it's been 100 touches, you know, and he was there all of training camp. So this is probably what he's working with.
Ross, I mean, you played the game, so I got to ask you this about Brock Purdy. One, do you start him tomorrow? And then what did you see from him? And where do you draw the line from he was hampered with the toe? And then how hard you come down on what you saw him perform this last game against Jacksonville?
Well, so a couple thoughts here. One is I don't think he'll play tomorrow night, and I wouldn't play him tomorrow night because I would want to give that toe, you know, the 10 days of rest before the next game. But that actually brings up a bigger issue and something that I would guess that the Niners media has asked Kyle Shanahan about. Maybe not until they actually see whether or not Purdy plays. But, you know, Mac Jones was playing well. They were winning those games. Purdy's your big money guy. You know, there are medical competitive advantages and disadvantages in the NFL. And, you know, if they put Purdy back and he aggravated it, now he has to miss a gigantic game against the Rams. That is not good. You know, that is a real problem. And, you know, you need to trust your medical people when they say he can go out there and be fine and not make it worse, not re-aggravate it. He's good to go. Clearly, that wasn't the case. So, you know, I don't know if you blame the player, the organization, the trainers, the doctor, all the above. But clearly, you know, he wasn't 100% and didn't play like a guy that was 100%. And now I don't think he'll play tomorrow night. You put all that stuff together, I think that's a bad look for the 49ers.
Ross Tucker joining us on 95.7 The Game. He's our NFL Odyssey insider. Before we let you go, if Mac Jones is the quarterback tomorrow for the Niners, I mean, what kind of chances are you giving him?
Well, who's playing receiver? Is it DeMarcus Robinson, Bourne, and Sky Moore? I'm assuming no Juwan Jennings or Pearsall as well?
Yeah, let's assume the latter two are not playing.
I give him a chance, but probably not a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of positions to downgrade before you're playing against a very good team who's kind of on a roll. You know, I mean, yeah. Puka Nacua is unstoppable. They're very consistent in the run game with Kyron Williams. Their D-line is awesome. Let's put it this way. It will be one of the best wins of Mac Jones' life if the Niners get this done tomorrow night with him at quarterback. Mm.
Hey, Ross, appreciate it, man.
Thanks,
we know
man.
You got to run. And by the way.
Always. Hey, great talking with you guys. Hey, Thank you so much.
Hey, real quick. You still Uh-oh. There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tulane going to beat Army on October 18th. Next weekend.
Oh, boy.
You got to come down to the Big Easy and play Tulane. You got trouble, buddy.
Is that your alma mater again?
My daughter goes there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, go
nice.
Green
well, I got Air Force. I got Air Force Navy on Saturday on CBS, and I got to get to the call with the Air Force head coach because you know what?
All right.
You don't want to be late for any football coaches,
there you go.
But especially Air Force or Army or Navy head coaches.
Good call. Good call. All right, Ross, thank you as always. Appreciate
it. See you guys.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Hold on one sec. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. And
I got to push back on what somebody said, Stoney. You know what?
Let's go ahead and take a break here, Evan, and we'll get – we'll. Did you change something? We can go to 26. All right, let's go – we'll take a break here. 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to respond to anything Ross Tucker said. Guru's got something. I definitely want to jump on something he said. 888-957-9570 is the number. Again, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.